Thanks very much for joining me. My name is Andrew Mukey, and this is Never Heard That. Today we're going to be listening to a live recording by the ambient orchestra called Frog's Eye. This specific recording is from a late 2017 performance, but I was first introduced to the ambient orchestra earlier this year when I got to see them perform live. For those that are not aware, Adelaide, Australia is a very artistic destination in the month of March and a little bit of February of each year. That is not to say that it isn't for the rest of the year, but during that month, the city hosts both an arts festival and what is called the Fringe Festival, or the Adelaide Fringe. The arts festival probably speaks for itself, but the Fringe Festival was originally put together as an alternative to the festival. This was founded in around 1960 and based around a loose collection of events run by local artists. It is now the world's second largest arts festival, after the Edinburgh Festival Fringe, with over 1,300 events staged across hundreds of venues. There is a massive variety of performing and visual art forms. As a local, it is a really great treat when you either pick up a copy of the Fringe Guide or look through the one that you get with the Saturday paper leading up to the start. Effectively, you can go through it page by page or go straight to the section which contains your favourite art form. That may be stand-up comedy or interpretive dance, whatever takes your fancy. This year, I took a real focus into music as one of the key venue areas, the Royal Croquet Club, seemed to have more acts than I ever recall. With the guide printed alphabetically by genre, one of the first things I saw, and also the one that gave me that sensation that I needed to be there, was called the Ambient Orchestra. It stated that American composer-conductor Evan Siporin would present a world premiere featuring new arrangement of Robert Fripp and Brian Eno's Evening Star, Liracci's Dances from Day of Radiance, and arrangements of Eric Satie's Gymnopedes. Being aware of all three of the referred specific artists, I thought, man, this I gotta see. I bought tickets and went to the show with my brother. Siporin introduced himself to the audience and explained that this was about reinterpreting electronic music utilizing orchestra. With that, the orchestra started, just the sound coming from the stage. After the first track finished, I leaned over to my brother and quietly said, "That could have been the most beautiful piece of music I have ever heard in my life." And so it continued through the whole show. Siporin conducts the orchestra with mastery and expertise. He has a small number of touring members with him from the United States, but the orchestra is completed by students from the local Conservatorium of Music. They are all highly skilled and talented. With the choice of such ambient pieces, the overall sound was wonderfully gentle and outstandingly welcome and seductive, one of the truly great live experiences of my life. The next night they played David Bowie's Black Star album in its entirety, and I have no doubt that would have been loved by all who attended. I did some reading after the show to try and learn more. Siporin is very well credentialed. For example, he worked with Brian Eno on his Music for Airports project, with soundtrack composer Philip Glass, and even with Sonic Youth's Thurston Moore. Now, that is quite an eclectic reach. Whatever you do, if you get a chance to see the Ambient Orchestra, I say drop everything and go and do it. Here is a live recording of Siporin's own composition called Frog's Eye, by the Ambient Orchestra.
Thank you.